Money FM 89.3, best of the evening runway. Culture Club.
Money FM 89.3. It is the evening runway. I am Elliot Danker. It's time now for a Culture Club Extra. What goes into the preparation of a hotel? What goes into the architecture of the hotel? And what's the thought process when it comes to staying at the hotel? How do they put themselves in the shoes of their guests? Well, trust me, heritage, design, food, all of that plays a part. And this next hotel I'm going to be talking about, on the line with me is Jeff Crow, the general manager of Artisan Singapore. Jeff, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, Elliot.
And I have gone to the property to have food, and I went on a bit of a media tour, Artisan Hotel, of course, located on Cascadian Road, and I found that the history behind this hotel is quite interesting. It's got something to do with Tan Tock Seng, doesn't it?
Absolutely. This was originally a bungalow site, belonged to Tan Tock Seng's great-grandson, Tan Hun Siang, and he lived here from the 1940s right up until 1990s.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. And of course, it was in the news, the purchase of the land. And now we are seeing this hotel that's been built. Jeff, out of curiosity, I love talking to people who run hotels. What is your story? Tell me a bit about your story behind your hospitality journey.
Well, I have been living here in Asia Pacific since the early 90s and been really fortunate to work for some great, great companies. I started off with Shangri-La Hotels in China and Malaysia, did a stint with the Marriott folks in Thailand, and then joined Four Seasons for most of my career, Sydney, Guangzhou, Shanghai, and then back to Singapore. So it's been quite a journey, a lot of fun, but what a learning experience.
It's also fun when you get to absorb all these cultures, right? And then even more cultures, you see, as a GM of a hotel. The hotel's been open since December, if I'm not wrong. I do remember during the tour, it was mentioned there was a bit of like a trial period in November. Tell me a little bit about the reception so far.
Well, it's been great. We've been really, really pleasantly surprised and encouraged by the guest reaction to what we've put together here. And it's also interesting how diverse our guests have been, because we're attracting a clientele that put a value upon design, interesting and unique characteristics, people that are looking for something a little different from a traditional luxury hotel. Geographically, they run the gamut. Like most hotels here in Singapore, our number one origin market is still China. But interestingly, then you get into Singapore, U.S., Hong Kong, and Australia, kind of rounds out our top five guest origin markets.
Very interesting. Jeff, tell me a little bit about the architecture. I noticed during that tour, one of the things that constantly was brought up is the hotel's efforts on the sustainability front. Could you tell us more?
Of course. You know, we're fortunate to work with some great partners here. The architecture firm was Ong & Ong, and they put a great deal of effort into thinking through the process. You know, we have a relatively small plot of land here, but they put a lot of effort into making sure we're taking advantage of all the passive conservation and sustainability issues. So, for example, siding of the building so that it minimizes the sun beating on one particular face of the building during certain times of the day. Many of our corridors and our public spaces are open air to allow recirculation. And probably the biggest thing is each and every guest room has a balcony, a 4 meter high ceiling, and a ceiling fan. So it gives the guest a chance to be involved in our sustainability efforts.
So some of the things, like, I don't know, I'm guessing the air conditioning can sort of be timed. So when things are cooler in the middle of the night, then the fan kind of takes over and you've saved a little bit of the climate as well.
Of course. It's all, you know, all these things add up. And we believe by combining ceiling height, ceiling fan, and a very sophisticated building management system, we're going to be able to do our part.
I wonder, though, I mean, and this is the thing that shocked me, because I immediately started Googling the original site, the original bungalow. I saw the news reports as well of the sale. And I thought to myself, wait, this plot of land was a bungalow? Everything looks so huge when you go to the different rooms to take a look. Do you see this as a future trend of hotels, you know, the practical side of architecture, the smart building side of running the hotel?
Absolutely. You know, our friends at Ong & Ong took inspiration from that original bungalow. You know, it was an era when homes had names, and this particular one was named after Tan Hun Siang's wife. Her name was Marie Windsor. So this is called Villa Marie, and we've had a chance to meet with their children, who are still coming by to visit probably every couple of weeks.
Wow.
So it's been really fun to learn more about that family and what it was like to live here. Because you're right, this is the last remaining bungalow in a part of Singapore, right, Orchard area, that had been redeveloped in the 70s and 80s.
And it's also really interesting because I had a conversation and I found out that as far as interior design goes, one person designed the interior of the entire hotel, attention to every room, as opposed to usually you have different groups. You go into the lift, there's like an artwork, you know, lit up artwork on the door. In the rooms, you have these what looks to be like Peranakan plates on the door. There's so much culture and emotions that tend to come along with it.
Oh, you're right on point here, because the interior decorator who worked very close with Ong & Ong was a firm called Nick Graham & Associates, and they have a really great reputation of researching the locale wherever they're doing a project. Okay. And I think it was great that they were given the entire project. They didn't carve out a specialty restaurant for a different designer or a suite, for example. So that meant that Nick Graham and his team could really come up with a cohesive, comprehensive look and feel. And that included all the decorative accessories throughout the building. Nick went shopping, and at one point our parking garage was filled with vases and decorative items.
Yeah.
And then his team came and he personally did the styling throughout the hotel. So that's really what gave it that magical feel. Elliot, you mentioned the piece of art in the lifts.
Yeah.
That was an example of working with local artists.
Okay.
That particular piece was done by Terrence Tan. And Terrence was commissioned to give us a piece of art separately for each of the three lifts. We also worked with another local artist named Donna, and she was really responsible for the patterns throughout the hotel, such as the wallpaper and what you saw in the lobby.
Okay. No, because I caught an influencer walking in and out of the lift, taking multiple shots for Instagram, and I'm thinking after this conversation, you might get a bunch more. Sorry.
Well, I hope so.
But I went there as well because I spoke with Chef Victor Leong from Canino by Chef Victor Leong. And I found that the food was something that brought back a lot of childhood memories, the kind of heritage, the kind of different spices, the fusion. I'm still thinking about it, having eaten it for a couple of days. Now, what role does food have to play in a hotel business? What are your thoughts there?
Well, I think it, you know, the part of the market where we're operating, the food offerings are vital. And we're blessed to be able to work with Chef Victor Leong as our consulting chef.
Okay.
You know, as you learn, interesting story. Mm. Parents from Malaysia, born in Brunei, immigrating to Australia.
Mm.
And really our signature restaurant, Kuninia by Victor Leong, is his chance to reminisce about the flavors he remembers growing up here in Singapore. But I think to your question, you know, having restaurants that are offering something unique, something that's true to their locale, is vital to what we're all about here.
I wonder though, you know, considering that there's so many stories and so much heritage, and you talked about the part of the market that you're operating, just to dive deeper into that, it is in or near Orchard Road. Who exactly are you targeting as far as Artisan Singapore is concerned?
Yeah, we've identified three groups of folks. The first one we call cultural nomads. And those are the people that are well-traveled. They probably stay in traditional luxury hotels, but they're really open to something that's unique and different.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing those in abundance so far. The other group are what we call the Singapore sophisticates. Folks that are residents of here are still in this staycation mode.
Okay.
And we've been pleasantly surprised that I think that's an established trend now. People are going to continue, not just in Singapore, but everywhere, to take advantage of little breaks in their own hometown. Mm-hmm. The last group of travelers we have are really those business leaders, okay. People who are in control of their own travel budgets and can make decisions based on convenience and preference.
Yeah, yeah. I feel that you hardly notice that you're so near the hustle and bustle of Orchard Road until you come out, turn left or turn right and walk a little bit. Jeff, this question might put you on the spot a little bit, but as a hotel general manager running this establishment, what keeps you up at night?
Well, you know that I could give you the stock answer, which is, you know, I don't know what you're talking about, Elliot. I sleep like a baby. And you know, babies, they sleep for 20 minutes and they wake up and
cry for 20 minutes. Yeah, I don't know.
So, no, I think, you know, fundamental to our responsibility as innkeepers is providing a safe and comfortable experience for our guests. And so constantly staying on top of all those very basic things, but just making sure that there's absolutely no opportunity for anything to go awry. Those are the things that I worry about.
Must be hard, though. You know, you're thinking about all this, obviously, is the operational side of running a hotel, yet finding that calm and smile to go around to greet guests at the most random time. What motivates you to do that?
Well, yes, I spend a fair amount of my day in our lobby, in our restaurants, because we see that as being key to the experience we're creating here. You know, guests should be able to identify and see the senior managers of the hotel. And that's really how we motivate our people, and that's how we learn about our clients, guests that are staying in the hotel. And every time I stop and chat with somebody, I learn something.
Wow, that's brilliant. Well, go check it out. It is on Cascadian Road. Jeff Crow, General Manager of Artisan Singapore, on the line with me. Jeff, thank you so much for your time today.
You are very welcome, Elliot.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.